Welcome back, y'all, to Plain Talk Bad Manners. I am your host, Trini Hotep. So, we back here another week to keep talking about these topics that I've put together, right? And I don't really think this is about to be a very long episode because I'm not about to draw it out. It's a very serious topic. Very, very serious topic. And let me make the disclaimer now. If you know you have been a victim of rape or sexual assault, and you can't handle dealing with hearing the words being said and speaking about rape and sexual assault, I advise you to please skip this episode, because as we talk over here, it's really about unfiltered truths and opinions. So yeah, if you know that, because it's a very tough topic, it's a very touchy topic, and it's a very, very highly emotional one. So I understand from that point of view. So if you know you can deal with something like this, I advise you to leave immediately. But for the people that could even bear stomach I speaking about this, let's talk about it, right? And another disclaimer, I don't care how they feel about what my opinion on this is, right? Like, supremely, I don't. You feel me? Because I'm not going to go into detail, because I don't think I am ready to put my information out there, but I have had something similar in that arena happen to me. So I think that I am best equipped to speak on what I'm about to speak on, because that's what today's society is, the requirement to speak on things regardless if you have the knowledge or not. You must have a certain requirement of experiencing something in order to speak about it. So yeah, I'm going to talk about it, and I don't care how you feel about my opinion on it. As I told you already, Plain Talk Bad Manners, this rebrand is all about talking unfiltered truths. So the topic of today is, rape is good for she but not for he. And what I mean by that, very much triggering clickbaity title, is that when we speak about rape or sexual assault, we obviously speak about it with the centering of women being that, right? Because this is something that women face the majority of in terms of in comparison to men. I mean, right? That's just the truth, right? right now on paper, of course. I'm not here to debate whether who suffers it more or not, right? Yeah, so as y'all know, I be online and I be taking in these topics, these discourse. And the whole DJ Academics discourse that happened quite a while, well, a few weeks ago, right, was very interesting to me. Now, I really had no input to put on it because I don't even like discussing ridiculousness per se. But I love observing what people speak about. So, if y'all don't know, DJ Academics and a gay rapper by the name of Saucy Santana had some exchange of words on the internet, right? Where one Saucy Santana made obvious threats to pull up to DJ Academics' home and assault him and then sexually assault him, right? And to me, we'd be having a different discussion about this whole thing if I wasn't looking at how people was talking about the thing, you know. But it's interesting the discourse that was surrounding it. So even though we are in the modern progressive society that claims we can't make jokes, can't threaten people with rape or sexual assault, the people talking about DJ Academics look for that is very interesting to me. So in all fairness, because you know today's society cares about equality, fairness for all, I find it very interesting that y'all think it's appropriate for a person to threaten rape or sexual assault another person. And here's the thing, I find it really funny, is all the deflections and all the hypocritical statements. Well, the first one is it's a gay man talking to a heterosexual man, so what do you expect? I don't know what that's supposed to mean in the first place, but okay. That's interesting. Right? The talks about it's a joke. Didn't know that is a joke to threaten somebody with violence. Anyway, in general. I don't know what Saucy Santana being gay has to do with anything, because listen, I've grown up in the quote unquote hood and I've heard all kind of stuff, right? I've heard people wanting to get people beaten up and wanting to get people raped and all kind of stuff, right? And that was disgusting and unacceptable. So to me, I don't know how, you know, it could be acceptable on the internet and be deflected as, well, it's a joke and that's what gay men does say, even though heterosexual men does say the same thing whenever they get to beef, right? And I find it like very hilarious to me that using the fact that a man is gay to sort of cover up threats of rape and sexual assault is the modus operandi of some of you people that was engaging in this discourse, right? You dig? Because here's the thing. I've seen people say that when people brought up the fact that if a man threatened a woman with rape, that would never be taken lightly, and that's true. And people say, well, of course, it's a man and a woman, so it's very different. First to begin, rape across the board is wrong, very disgusting, highly, highly, highly putrid behavior that all of y'all condemn, apparently, right? Because just what? Yesterday I was seeing tweets talking about if you have views on rape, sexual assault, domestic violence, you know, you can talk to me ever again. But y'all would praise the fact that Saucy Santana told a man that he's going to beat him up, knock him out cold, rape him. Funny jokes. Y'all laugh. Some people laugh. Some people like, die what you deserve for talking about black women. Because, yes. And here's the thing. I am not a fan of DJ Academics. I find him to be deplorable. But just because he's a deplorable human being, in the sense of he makes content in a deplorable way online, you know, means that he deserves to be raped. It's crazy to me because I don't like certain people. I don't call for that, you know. But the funny thing is this, is we say that rape is wrong in any respects, but y'all definitely have views on it, because y'all would give it a pass either for the people y'all hate, y'all don't like, right? You know, if your favorite celebrity tell a other celebrity, you would obviously back up your favorite celebrity. So you all have views on rape and sexual assault, clearly. It's not 100% a moral issue with you people. It's wishy-washy. And please stop even trying to make it seem that you all have firm stances on things that you all see as egregious. Please. It's very, very relative with you people. But yeah, the argument of, well, it's a man and a woman, so if a man told a woman that, we would not accept it because men and women are different. And fine, that's fair, but it's not to be tolerated anyway, because I've seen women threaten women with sexual assault. Y'all don't agree with that. Y'all tell women immediately that's disgusting to tell another woman, because you yourself is a woman, right? And y'all clearly know that when a woman tell another woman, I will get you raped or sexually assaulted, it's not another woman coming to do the rape or the sexual assault, right? So no, You see, and that's what I'm talking about, right? All the deflections and everything like that. I see it as very ironic. I see it as funny in the sense of your morality is so like the tides of the ocean or the seas. It's crazy to me. Right? But you see, that's just the thing. Today's society puts up a facade about caring about particular issues within the society, but when it comes to enacting the same things they claim to hate upon groups of people that they don't like, you see where people's morality lie. It's the same thing when I talked about the Israel-Palestine thing. You all would side with Hitler now because you all believe Jews are the oppressors. That's how you all tackle issues. So, rape and sexual assault is wrong, but we would make the exception for the people we hate or we don't like, because they talk about a group that we like or person that we like. Well, that's the way you all tackle issues. You all don't tackle issues from a place of objectivity. You all tackle from your emotions and feelings. So when people watch it now, it looks kind of crazy because you're saying one thing and then the other thing. Yeah, very hypocritical stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Which is crazy to me. But hey, that's humans. Like, a lot of humans are hypocritical, contradicting. Yeah, that's just human nature right there, right? But it's funny, it's just funny to me how, you know, we today's progressive people of the Western world try to have these high moral stances and fiber of the morals. Like, that's ridiculous to me, because y'all clearly would allow some egregious shit to go down regardless. Yeah, y'all would, and it's not like if this don't happen in real life, because it does. Like, people order some insane things on people, you know. And it's interesting because the other deflection that people brought up was the fact that, well, black men call violence on one another, so why are y'all calling out this? Well, people don't stand by and watch black men call and order violence upon other black men. That's not what I see. So y'all had to cut that one out, because who even sits by and watch a... The funny thing is that on Twitter X, when y'all see a black man talk about he ready to drop your ID and about to run up with the 38 special and the pandrum, you'll be like, oh my god, that is disgusting behavior. So I don't understand what make you think that you could use that argument here as well, when nobody abides by black men calling violence on other black men. Y'all talk about black and black crime all the time. Y'all talk about black men being disgusting, violent hoodlums. So what is we talking about? Y'all does not make any sense. And the fact that y'all think y'all make sense in the way how y'all talk and argue out points and talk about things in a conversation is crazy to me. Like, truly insane stuff. But it's appropriate because y'all hold y'all vestiges of hatred for men and male privilege of the world. You know, like let's really cut it up to what it is, right? It doesn't matter. I don't care about you DJ Academics said something about somebody or some black woman. I don't care. I just want y'all to just admit that your vitriol for men or black men in particular is just there enough that y'all would either support and say that it's appropriate for somebody to tell a black man, listen, I will beat you up, knock you out, and then rape you right after that. Just admit that your vitriol is there enough to accept such nonsense. Because listen, I would immediately, if a man told a woman that your misogyny is showing, I would say that. First up, I would say, if a woman told a woman the same thing, I say, listen, man, your hatred for women is just there enough for you to order such vile acts on another woman. Y'all have to be able to admit y'all's ever tethering line of misandry. But then y'all want to talk about, I'm not misandrous. I have men in my life that are good people. I love them. Right. Okay. All right. Fine. Let's all play obtuse. Right. Yo. It's crazy to me. You know? Like I'm always flabbergasted. It's ridiculous, but that's just how it is, and that's why I realize that today's societies are full of cap, full of facades of thinking that y'all care about humanity this much, and y'all care about this and that and all kind of social justice issues. Y'all, listen. This is why I believe that today's people do not hold a candle to any other group of people that have ever existed. As much as y'all want to talk about people who were bad and horrible umpteen years ago, pick whatever time period you want. Hey. At least they believed in standing firm on something. At least they don't believe in holding up facades and all these lies and all these bullshit. Talk and talking points and all this nonsense. Right? At least they don't talk about championing things and then the next day it's turn around and do something different. Or say something different. Hey, to me, the most hypocritical, obtuse, decadent humans that have ever existed is today's humans. And that is the truth. That's why I don't believe in none of these progressive talking points. I don't believe in no progressives. I don't believe in leftists. I don't believe in liberals. I don't believe in none of that shit. Because all a bunch of hanky-panky nonsense about justice and bullshit. It's crazy to me, but okay. Anyway, man, that's all I really have for this episode, man. I could care less about these hypocritical people. So as you all know, I am your host, Trini Hotep. Follow me on my social media, as you all already know. on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter X, Trinihotep 98 on Facebook, Trinihotep. Right? Follow the Instagram, follow the podcast Instagram, Plain Talk Bad Manners 2019. Follow me on Clubhouse as well, Trinihotep 98. So shout out to that man. Scheduling kind of will change a little bit because I'm currently doing some other things, so it might be subject to change, you know. So look out for that. But episodes will be always dropping at on Saturday at 3 p.m. my time. So yeah, guys. Peace, be blessed. Y'all don't know.